The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Ira Melman in Washington with Time for Technology. All too often, what looks like haze is actually tiny particles in the air that are so small you can breathe them in, and they can be dangerous. Now, a group of citizen scientists with help from the National Science Foundation is creating a network of sensors that could warn people when the air they breathe turns bad. More from VOA's Kevin Enox.
Julian Kennicott's day is off to a chilly start. He's testing a sensor he built as part of his science fair project. He's measuring particulate matter in the air linked to engine idling.
So this is a good place to do this study because of the pickup and drop-off times. Those are when people are going to be idling the most. They're going to be waiting.
So-called PM, or particle pollution, is a big issue in Salt Lake City in the state of Utah. What looks like haze is actually tiny particles in the air, so small you can breathe them in. Shay Wickelson is Julian's chemistry teacher.
The majority of it is from cars and trucks. For kids growing up in Salt Lake, it's a part of their lives. We end up getting inversions, and the cold air gets trapped down here in the valley, and you end up getting these pollution events.
Chemical engineer Carrie Kelly is with the University of Utah. With support from the National Science Foundation, they're partnering with citizen scientists to build up a network of air quality sensors all over the area. They call it AirU.
We have sensors up at schools. We have sensors in the homes of students. We have sensors out at other community locations. And we try to get a good distribution in terms of elevation, in terms of different types of land use, and different types of socioeconomic levels.
The goal is to monitor for particulate matter pollution and make the data available to everyone in a real-time, easy-to-understand format.
So each one of those dots corresponds to one of the sensors in our network.
Remember that sensor from Julian's science project? He got it from the AirU team.
I would recommend putting your sensor together before you wire it.
The teams visited Julian's school to lead a crash course on how to build sensors using Legos. Getting citizen scientists excited early on can lead to a cleaner future. Kevin Enox, VOA News.
Make sure you join us next week for Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. And remember, you can stay up to date all of the time by checking our website at voanews.com and our social media platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.